From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, the House and Senate have now approved a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The bill will now be sent to President Trump for his signature. Senators overwhelmingly approved the bill late Thursday on a vote of 98-2, a day after the House and Senate agreed on the terms. The House had already passed the bill with a vote of 419-3. The bill is designed to affect a wide range of Russian industries, hitting the country squarely in the pocketbook. Trump objects to the sanctions, but the bill has enough support in both houses to easily override a presidential veto. He particularly objects to a passage barring presidential interference aimed at easing the sanctions. Powerful political figures in Washington are coming to the defense of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They are criticizing President Trump for his days of complaints on Twitter about Sessions. Sessions told the Associated Press he will stay in his job for as long as the president wants him to serve. Clashes erupted in Caracas, Venezuela Thursday between anti-government protesters and security forces. A 48-hour labor strike is underway in the South American country. The clashes come just days before Sunday's election of a National Assembly that will rewrite the Constitution. It's been estimated that 100 people have died in civil unrest in the past 4 months in Venezuela. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem, after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City on the site Jews call the Temple Mount. The violence erupted after Israel removed the last remaining security measures from the site, and Palestinians returned there after a two-week boycott. Israel set up metal detectors, security cameras, and railings at the compound after Arab gunmen killed two Israeli policemen there, but the move sparked Palestinian riots. Palestinians described the measures as humiliating to Muslims, and they accused Israel of trying to seize control of the third holiest place in Islam. They refused to enter the mosque through Israeli security and held tense prayer protests on the streets. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The rising tensions have prompted UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to issue a statement Wednesday, calling on, quote, all political, religious, and community leaders to refrain from provocative action and rhetoric. The top American military official in uniform, Marine General Joseph Dunford, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said Thursday there has not been any change yet to Pentagon policy on transgender soldiers. His comments to the military came after President Trump's announcement of his plans to ban transgender people appeared to catch senior officers by surprise. General Dunford said the U.S. military would, quote, treat all of its personnel with respect. And U.S. General Mark Milley, the chief of staff of the Army, says North Korean missile technology may be advancing faster than expected. He spoke Thursday in Washington. He told his audience North Korea is extremely dangerous and more dangerous as the weeks go by. The founder and CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, has overtaken Bill Gates of Microsoft and is now the world's richest man, based on Thursday's stock prices for the corporations that make up the bulk of their wealth. Forbes magazine, which tracks the world's biggest personal fortunes, said Bezos' net worth is now a bit over $90.5 billion. Gates has a net worth of about $90 billion. That's news at this hour. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.